I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Governor Greg Abbott on Thursday appointed John Scott, a Fort Worth attorney who briefly represented former President Donald Trump in a lawsuit challenging the 2020 election results in Pennsylvania, as Texas's new Secretary of State. As Secretary of State, Scott would oversee election administration in Texas, a task complicated in recent years by baseless claims of election fraud from Republicans in the highest levels of government, fueled by Trump. The former president has filed a flurry of lawsuits nationwide and called for audits in Texas and elsewhere to review the results of the 2020 presidential elections. Abbott's announcement of Scott's appointment did not mention Scott's work for Trump, even as Abbott has endured mounting pressure from Trump supporters to call for audit elections. In September, Trump publicly called on Abbott to add an election audit bill to the 30-day special legislative session, despite winning Texas. A day later, Abbott announced the state was reviewing election results in four Texas counties, but he has so far resisted pressure to pursue a deeper review. Scott will also be the state's liaison to Mexico, the state's biggest trading partner, and will advise Abbott on border and trade affairs. Texas urged the U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday to keep the state's near-total abortion ban in place, arguing that the Biden administration's attempt to block the law should be rejected and that the federal government lacks standing to sue over the matter. The state made that argument in response to the Biden administration's request on Monday for the Supreme Court to step in after the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals paused proceedings in the district court that was overseeing the case. The district court had temporarily blocked enforcement of the law for 2 days before the Fifth Circuit froze the order. Now, federal attorneys are asking the Supreme Court to resume district court proceedings and allow the abortion restrictions to be blocked once again. The Supreme Court could put the case on its docket as soon as this week, or it could decide not to take it up at all. Texas utility regulators on Thursday approved a rule requiring power companies to better prepare for winter weather, based on recommendations that were made, but never acted upon, a decade ago by experts and federal regulators after a 2011 storm caused widespread rolling power outages. The rule also requires power plants to fix acute issues from the September 2021 winter storm, which left millions of Texans without electricity for several days when power plants failed to operate during an extended blast of Arctic air. Lawmakers this year passed a piece of legislation to require power plants to weatherize their facilities against extreme weather conditions. They left the details of how to do that up to the Public Utility Commission of Texas, which regulates utilities and is designing the weatherization requirements for power plants, and the Texas Railroad Commission, which regulates the state's oil and gas industry. The rule adopted by the PUC on Thursday requires power companies to use best efforts to ensure the operation of critical power plant components during winter weather conditions. Power plants can request an exception from the rule if they document their efforts to comply, explain why they couldn't, and submit a plan to do so later. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app. I'm Justin Dane with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by the Zach Theater. Steven Soderheim's fairy tale masterpiece comes to life outdoors in a contemporary reimagining for today. For anyone who has a wish, go into the woods this fall at Zach Theater. Find tickets at zachtheater.org.